Seems a little early to me to be sedated. But, hey, you know, it is a Monday, and here we are, and hopefully you had a great weekend. I think we are witnessing in real time, and maybe the song's apropos for that, I think we are witnessing in real time the destruction of the Democrat Party. I'm serious. When you look at Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren that are so far left, and then, of course, AOC, Tlaib, Presley, and Ilhan Omar, openly taking on the Democrat Party. And if they don't like where you stand, or if you have the nerve to have a different opinion about anything, income inequality, the Green New Deal, open borders, taxes, whatever it may be, then you're a racist. Nancy Pelosi's a racist. Donald Trump's a racist. Anybody that doesn't agree, they're a racist. Now, they can say anti-Semitic things, and they can say all sorts of things. And if you attack them for that or call them out for that, again, you are a racist. I just wanted you to know the ground rules. Joining me now, Professor Alan Sachs, the professor of political science at the University of Texas in Arlington. Professor, welcome back.
Good morning. I have a great idea on how to take care of the immigration problem. And in regard to the immigration problem, I have a great idea.
All right.
That is, I'm borrowing it from Victor Davis Hanson, but also from some other individuals I've heard talk about it. But I thought about it first. We have thousands of vacant dorms all over the United States today on college campuses. Why not use those dorms to house the immigrants?
Good idea. Brilliant.
And it would test the universities on their welcoming. They always talk about we want to welcome people. And number two, diversity.
Absolutely.
It would be great. And the government could pay them. They could still have some money.
Absolutely.
And they could use the activity centers.
Sure.
It's the university.
I like it.
It is a great idea.
I like it a lot. Victor Davis Hanson just on this program recently. I just enjoy the things that he writes. Apparently you do as well.
I do.
Well, you know, you've got the University of Missouri, for example, has a whole bunch of empty dorms because they called a whole bunch of people racist, and so therefore a bunch of people said, you know what, we don't want to go to the University of Missouri anymore. Boom, and their enrollment plunge. That's true in a lot of places. I think Southern Methodist University, not too far from you, deep financial trouble at SMU because of some mistakes that they've made along the way. Fact of the matter is, you can't continue to charge people exorbitant rates for degrees that are absolutely useless, right?
UT Austin is giving people below a certain income level their families free tuition, and how in the world they're going to determine the income of their families is difficult to know. If somebody's making a pretty good salary and they have five children, they're in a different category altogether, but they're going to try to do it. They have an enormous endowment that, by the way, was built on oil and gas.
I always tell my students that
UT Austin and the entire University of Texas system, of which I am a part and very proud to be, but I acknowledge it was done on oil and gas.
And what's wrong with that?
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But all the students think there's something terrible about it.
You know, Tom Steyer, the big anti-fossil fuels advocate guy that just joined the race, he made all of his money from oil and gas.
That's right, and coal.
Exactly.
That's right. He's a hedge fund manager.
the hypocrisy knows no bounds, does it? All right, so give me your take. I honestly think that we are witnessing in real time here the fracturing, the destruction, the end of the Democrat Party. I don't see how it can continue with AOC and Tlaib and Ayanna Pressley and Ilhan Omar. I mean, these people are tearing the party apart. Plus, you look at Bernie and Elizabeth Warren. They collectively have the most support in all the polling. You put those two together, they beat Joe Biden. So if one of the other drops out, I think Elizabeth Warren could end up being your nominee.
It was really interesting today. I heard a clip just recently that Joe Biden, Uncle Joe, was at some kind of a big political affair. It may have been in Iowa. And the crowd was yelling that the Obama-Biden administration deported 3 million immigrants. And they were screaming and yelling.
Oh, I saw it.
It was really interesting to hear the tables being turned.
Yeah. In fact, I give Joe Biden credit. I give Joe Biden credit. In fact, can we line that up and look at that again? The Joe Biden bite is bite number 3. I want you to hear this. If you missed this earlier, this is an important little back and forth. You hear the translator talking because the guy that's voicing his complaint, can't even speak English. Go with it. Bite three.
I want you to apologize for the 3 million immigrants that were deported and separated from their families.
Durante los años de Obama.
Under the Obama years.
También quiero preguntarle si usted se compromete.
I want to know if you will commit.
A ponerle fin a todas las deportaciones y detenciones durante el primer día que fuera la elección.
I want to know if you will commit to stopping all deportations and detentions if you are elected president.
No. Not all deportation and detention. I would make sure that every single...
Will you apologize for the 3 million deportations under the Obama administration?
No.
Leave it right there, and here's why.
Under the Obama administration.
And they start screaming at him, but here's the deal. Will you commit to stopping all deportations? No. Will you apologize for the 3 million deportations under the Obama administration? No. I give Joe Biden credit for actually saying having a backbone for once, having a spine. Your thoughts?
I do, too. I think he did the right thing. But it's interesting. He is getting some of the same medicine, so to speak, that his political party has been dishing out over the past year or so.
Well, I can't wait till AOC calls him a racist. I mean, that should happen by this morning. I mean, honestly, that should happen this morning. She dropped the race card, of course, on Nancy Pelosi. Donald Trump comes out over the weekend, tweets, just stirs up that whole pot. And, of course, then they turn in an attack. Donald Trump, he's a racist. If you don't agree with any single point on their radical leftist agenda, you're a racist, you're a misogynist, you've got, you know, whatever problem you've got. Because that's the argument of a weak mind.
I still think my idea about college campuses.
I love it.
Isn't that great? I love it. And all, but I know what the universities are going to say. Well, we're having a football camp. You know, we're having a group of high schoolers in here, you know, for the summer that they can make money on. So the president, they can still pay the campuses, give them some money for renting the dorms. But it would be a great test of how welcoming and how much they love diversity.
Well, you know the answer, Professor. You know, the answer is that would never happen because when it gets down to brass tacks, oh, you want everybody else to do X, Y, and Z. What are you going to do? And the answer is they're not going to do doodly squat.
That's right. I know.
Yeah.
I found that out a long time ago when we started some homeless shelters in this area.
Right.
And I found that out a long time ago.
Yeah.
And they all said, because I remember the meeting is too long to discuss, they were all willing to have somebody else do it. But they'll bring the food, but we don't want to house them.
The hypocrisy knows no end. Alan Sachs, professor of political science, University of Texas Arlington. Always a pleasure, my friend. You're my favorite. Thank you for being here.
Food.
Yeah, you bring the food. I'll even bring some cash. I don't mind helping out. It's trying to get those on the other side that all they do is run their mouths to get them to help out. Anyhow, have a
Thank
great
you
week.
So much.
There you go. Have a great week. There you have it. Alan Sachs here. Great conversation. Been contributing for a very long time. Now, straight ahead on the program. Joining me from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce will be Rich Studley talking about Line 5. If you don't know what Line 5 is, it has become the epicenter of environmental activism, and it's going to be on the stage when the Democrat debates come to Detroit July 30 and 31 because Jay Inslee has put it out there. We'll talk about it straight ahead on the Steve Gruber Show.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital X-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
Okay to Say can change that. Okay to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the Okay to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the Okay to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.